following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Have you noticed how many business people are free agents these days? This country was created by people striking out on their own. And we're seeing even more entrepreneurs today. Maybe you're one. Well, for this economy, a Regis virtual office makes more sense than ever. A Regis virtual office is perfect for those home offices or expanding businesses that need a more professional image with clients. You get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist for unlimited call answering, and access to meeting rooms and use of a private office. So, hey, free agent, you want to get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expensive one? That's a good call. A call to Regis. Call Regis, the new way to work. Regis makes setting up your virtual office easy. You let them know I sent you, and you'll get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/cowherd now. That's R-E-G-U-S, or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious. Vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken. Not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. First Tuesday in April. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, Jeffrey taking care of the production today. We sure appreciate you joining us on the program. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the program today, Simone Denis, former Tri-City Storm player, is now with Ferris State, as are some other former Storm players, and they're getting ready to go to the Frozen Four as championship week continues. We talked about it yesterday. Men's basketball title on Monday. Women's basketball title tonight. Major League Baseball opens tomorrow. The Masters and the Frozen Four get going on Thursday, so it just keeps going. And we had a pretty good basketball game last night, although probably never in the nail-biting moment. That game played out, Daddy, pretty much like all of Kentucky and Kansas's games throughout the tournament, except that Kansas couldn't come all the way back, and they had their chances.
Yeah, they had chances down the stretch, but I thought Kentucky, athletically, if you go down the list, I said it yesterday, they're a better team. They had better players. Yeah, they're all freshmen. So what? It'd be really interesting to see if these kids had to stick around, which they won't. It's a different time. If you had 2 or 3 years with those kids to put together one of the great basketball, you know, they're not on the same playing level as a UNLV team or a Duke team of old, or pick your favorite team of all time, whatever. They're all freshmen. And to not be able to score, Anthony Davis, but to still contribute the way you did, all game long, from start to finish, from blocking shots to changing shots, Kansas was indecisive all game long. They got behind way too far against a team like that, and they came back, showed a lot of how they came back from that. I don't know. I thought the two threes, when it got to 10 points, and I think it was Dron Lamb hit the two threes back to back in a span of about 33 seconds or 38 seconds, whatever it was, and took the lead from 10 to 16, that was really the dagger right there that you thought, at 16, now this deal's really an uphill climb. When they got to 10, I thought, okay, here come the Jayhawks. But it was too far for them to come back. The thing I have not heard a word about today, everybody wants to celebrate the Kentucky win and light things on fire if you're in Kentucky and do whatever the stupid people do in Kentucky. Was the officiating atrocious from start to finish? Both sides? People go to jail for less than what was happening to the guys inside. When you go up in a crowd of people and three people are laying on the ground, there's a foul somewhere. Call something, even if it's wrong. From start to finish, blow your whistle before somebody gets hurt.
Call something, even if it's wrong. Yeah, it was physical inside. I think we are at the point now. You're so much bigger, faster, stronger. I mean, you're getting concussions in football from being bigger, faster, stronger, harder hits, more speed behind them. You're seeing the increase there. I just think you're seeing so much more physical play on a smaller court. You know, maybe we need to extend the court about 15 more feet. Give them some more room out there. They're just so big. They're so fast. They're so strong. And if you blow the whistle every single time, they'd still be playing. So I don't know where the happy medium is in that, but I don't want that to detract from what we saw on the court yesterday. Kansas cut that game to 6 in the final 3 minutes, and they just missed too many shots down the stretch. They had their opportunities, and although when you would have had to play nearly perfect to come back from such a large deficit, they had their chances, and they did make some mistakes in that basketball game. Kentucky missed some of their free throws, like we talked about them doing, but Kentucky was better. Kentucky won. You know, one thing I thought as I watched the game, this was, I think Kansas fell into the trap of Kentucky is Kentucky. I think Bill Self fell into the trap of, boys, we need to play a perfect game to win this basketball game. They didn't need to play a perfect game. Kevin Kugler said it yesterday. Yeah, Kentucky's great. This isn't the greatest team of all time. I think Kansas fell into that trap a little bit, and I think that's what hurt them early on, falling down so much.
Can you imagine, though, if those kids from, you know, Bill Self talked about the improvement Anthony Davis showed from in November till now. Can you imagine if those kids were around for another 2 years? You would be talking Leitner.
Yeah, I don't know, Tone. I don't know, because it's like the sixth grader that's 6'2" or 5'10", whatever, and he's bigger and stronger than everybody else. Eventually, they're going to catch up to you. I mean, because you are so used to pounding on inferior talent that you get into some bad habits, and no matter how much you can try, I mean, how much can you go through the same routine over a 3-4 year period? You want to be challenged by people that are your equal, your better, close to your equal, and I think that's going to be tough for these Kentucky kids if they stayed. I mean, who's to say? I mean, the Fab Five didn't get, hardly anybody that's ever stayed together ends up getting it done or going on some incredible run. UNLV didn't do it. You know, as I said, the Fab Five didn't do it. Yeah, this group, if they played 3 more years together, I'd go over under national championships. 1. I mean, more. 3, give them 3 years. In fact, I'd give them over under in the finals. 1. That's just the day and age you're in. You have to play so well over so long of a period. And people would start to figure them out. People would start to catch up to them. People learn how to do what they do and negate that. And then you'd have to kind of learn some things over again. So I just think that's the day and age we're in right now.
You know, UNLV, when you bring up UNLV, Larry Johnson had senior night. Christian Leitner. I mean, when you're talking about those old teams that were together and then culminated with a championship or going deep in the tournament that you thought was one of the greats of all times, those guys were all seniors. These freshmen, awesome, awesome talent. What Anthony Davis did last night, changing shots. Dick Vitale said in the USA Today last week sometime, he will influence 15 points. You know what? Changing shots, if you count every one of those as two-point baskets and you change shots, he had to influence 40 points last night.
And on the other side of that, does Kentucky have anybody that can – I mean, they got a couple guys that can hit the three, but do they have anybody that can knock down a jump shot? How many of those were running the lane, throw it up, and then you knew your boy was going to come clean the glass? There were a lot of alter shots both ways because there were some big boys out there. But once you drove it, there was no – I mean, there was double clutch – reverse layups. I mean, there were some really great finishes. But
athletically.
There was also just kind of some throw up, see if I can throw it above the square, off the glass. Maybe it'll fall in. Try and draw the foul. But there was a lot of offensive rebounds and a lot of dunks.
There was that. I'll give you one. It was Anthony Davis' first two-point bucket from the baseline from about 18 feet that he knocked down with a big shot in the game. You know, there was one of those jump shots that you had to go out that they made.
If that was 18 feet, I got some things I want you to measure.
What was it, 15 feet?
888-455-ESPN. Or you can email the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. As we said, Simone Denis is going to come up on the program later today. Tomorrow, we're going to preview the Masters, and we're going to have our Loper Link. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today. As the show continues on, let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Bill and Carney says, I've been a Kentucky basketball fan since the 1992 Unforgettables. Here's a little nugget that kind of stinks. I need to wait 2 to 3 years before lighting my cigar to make sure the damn thing's going to hold up. Here's hoping Kentucky's compliance department is keeping their head on a swivel. It was a hell of a fun team to watch this year, Bill in Kearney. Yeah, and you know what? I noticed this morning, and ESPN will probably play it over and over every hour during their repeated sports center from now until 2 o'clock Central Time, is that John Calipari has come on. He was on Mike and Mike. He was on with SportsCenter. Who knows how many other places. I don't know if he's on with Patrick or all that. But it started to get a little chippy this morning on ESPN television. When you can't look him in the eye and you're just going over the phone, it got a little chippy. And John Calipari got a little chippy because he's already tired of people asking him about finally winning that national championship. How do you feel this morning? How different do you feel? And, of course, he's taking the hardline stance of, you know what? The past is the past. We won. This was fun. These are some great kids. You know, well, how did you get them to play together? You know, it's the same. They're trying to beat him into saying, yes, thank God I've won a national championship. I can die in peace. You know, he's saying, I feel the same this morning. Yeah, he's going to have a smile on his face. Yeah, he's going to feel good about the accomplishment, just like anybody should about finishing a big job in any other portion of their life. But he's getting hammered on it because he's already on the air this morning talking about that. And not the basketball game. Most of the questions are not about the game last night, which is insane to me, what the national media is already doing to John Calipari. And I'm sure there's a couple of media guys out there that he's maybe crossed paths with that aren't his best friends either. I don't know that he talked to any of those today, but you'll probably see it or hear the interview later on today if you haven't seen it or heard it already.
You're right. For as talented as this group is, you wish that they would at least focus on that instead of bringing up, you know, you were in amongst great coaches like Gene Cady and the guy from Temple, Chaney. Boy, they hadn't won it. So, you know, I don't understand that argument. He's proved that he can, you know, getting those egos and getting those players at that caliber to say, I want 30, you know, I want 30 shots a game, or I want to touch the ball 30 times a game. To get Anthony Davis, a player of that caliber, to say, you guys go out and score, I'm having problems tonight, or they're guarding me differently than they have in the past, whatever. You guys take care of it, and his teammates do that. I'll block shots. I'll take care of the defensive end. I think that's a tribute to John Calipari and his coaching staff for the unselfish play of those kids. Now, how they did that, I have no idea. Because there's got to be some huge egos when you're going to be a top five draft pick, if you're Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, if you're Anthony Davis, and the list goes on. I mean, how you would do that and how you would, I guess, to put yourself aside and say, let's win a championship, that to me is pretty cool that they were able to do that. And that says something about those kids and their character, not only on the basketball court, but probably away from the basketball court as well.
888-455-ESPN. Let us know what you think. Of course, on our ESPN poll, you had Kentucky. The listeners voted, took Kentucky 60% to 40% over Kansas. Our poll question today, help you pick up some more points for the Rewards Fan Club. Who's going to win the game tonight, Baylor or Notre Dame? Who you got? Don't forget, folks, we're giving away many great prizes. You earn points with the ESPN Superstation Rewards Fan Club. You get 500 points just for signing up at ESPNSuperstation.com. You get 100 points for the Mobile Rewards Club, and you get extra points for daily fan polls and many other items that are up there. You accumulate the points, and you can win golf balls, Doug and Daddy t-shirts, lunches, Hy-Vee, deli pizza, and more prizes as we add them on. So check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com. And again, our poll question today, who is going to win the Women's National Championship? And, of course, everybody has Baylor, unless you're a Notre Dame alum.
Sorry, Irish Ken. One of those things. I think I'm going to pick Baylor, but that's because of Brittany Griner, no other reason, period. But great. I thought it was a good game last night, Doug. I thought athletically, when you're talking about people getting to the rim, finishing buckets, showing athleticism, both sides of the ball, because I thought Kansas did. Jeff Withey, I think the seven-footer improved his draft stock last night, blocking some shots, doing some good things in the lane. There was a lot of very, very talented people on the floor last night, and they put on a great show. And I thought, to get back that close, actually, if you go back to the first half, there was a span. The whistle, when they threw the ball up, there was not a whistle for about 6 minutes where the clock just ran. I mean, they went back and forth. And there was one time where Kansas said, okay, we're going to run with you. And Kentucky wanted to press the pace, and Kansas said, okay, we'll press the pace. And those guys were going back and forth. That was a pretty entertaining little stretch of basketball. And I think both teams were saying, neither one of us can run like that, which I thought was interesting as well. But I thought that was a fun stretch of basketball. And then I think down the stretch when Kansas was trying to make plays, they got going once again a little bit too fast and threw a couple balls away, which really killed them and ended their night.
Well, Jeffrey, who is our champion of the Doug and Daddy pool? Who brings home the title? Who brings home the 42-inch television from Russell's, the $100 Bud Light party from Cunningham's? Who is the champion? I think we had a tie going in, and it just came down to points, and the lower one wins.
Our friend from Gothenburg, John Seamer, won just over Dale Davis from Hastings based off the total points tiebreaker. They both went way over. And so since this was a little bit lower scoring game like you guys predicted, John was much closer to the total score point tiebreaker.
And we're going to talk with John here in just a little bit on the Doug and Daddy show to find out how he did and what made him pick the teams that he picked and brings him out on Championship Tuesday here as our grand champion. But so many great prizes from Russell's, from Hy-Vee, from Big Dally's Deli, from our friends at Mid-Nebraska Speedway, of course, from Godfathers, and so much more. We'll be getting out all of those prizes to our winners. And who was last? Did we figure that out?
Yeah, we did. Coming in 475th place, username White, PTL Lopers, would be Pete White from Kearney, Nebraska.
Attaboy, Pete! Very nice prize for you, too. We haven't decided what that is yet, have we? But we will get you something, Pete, because we appreciate you putting the effort forward. Who did Pete have as his champion? Was it NC State?
No, that was Syracuse.
Oh, Syracuse, okay.
Over Indiana, and he had Georgetown, Memphis.
He was going out on the street having fun with his bracket.
Fine, Pete. We appreciate it.
He shall be rewarded. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show Pack after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Picture this. You're on your way home after work. You check your iPhone. You see an urgent request that needs immediate attention. Don't hassle with going back to your office to log on to your computer. Forget it. I got a better way. Use Citrix new Go to My PC app for the iPhone. It's like having your work computer in your pocket. Take care of last-minute requests from anywhere with Go to My PC app for iPhone. You can edit PowerPoints, update spreadsheets, work on any file right from your iPhone. How sweet is that? You can log on to your Mac or PC with GoToMyPC app for iPad, too. Try GoToMyPC today. A special 45-day free trial. 45 days free just for my listeners. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Colin, then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's GoToMyPC.com, Try It Free, the promo code is Colin. If you're on your way home from work and get an urgent message, don't go back to work. It's Go to My PC app for your iPhone.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Doing for Florida what Florida did for Al Gore. The Marlins have changed their minds and their name to the Miami Marlins as they open the season against the world champ, still St. Louis Cardinals. The ESPN Radio Thursday season opening game of the week debuts this week on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550. Pregame at 6, then Sunday Night Baseball is back after final Masters coverage with the White Sox and Rangers.
And skies remain cloudy through the day today. We'll also see some showers and a few thunder showers around the area with a high at 56 with northeast winds developing at 10 to 20. Tonight we'll see more showers, a low at 44. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 46.
Excellent, by the way, last night.
One shining moment.
Really good. Really good.
You only get to see it one time, though, so you got to go to YouTube.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
And it's cool because there's ones from pretty much all of them out there.
I like when they incorporate the little kids with the face paint, and then they're all fired up for, what you know, big plays happen and whatever, and the cheerleaders and stuff. And they had the Norfolk State incorporated them and their dance team in there, so good. That was fun to see for the Omaha people and the crowd that got to see and be a part of that. But that was cool. I really liked that one shining moment.
You know, John Seamer from Gothenburg is our champion of the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge, beating down 474 others. And as I look at his bracket, Daddy, it's not like you pick it up and go, wow. He had NC State out there, or he had Louisville in the Final Four, or he had Florida going all the way. It just looks like a big old basic bracket. He had some early ones hang in there for him, and then he had three of the Final Four, and you pretty much had to have Kentucky and Kansas in the finals if you're going to get those big points towards the end, where obviously the points matter more than if you picked Southern Miss, Kansas State, right? You know, one of those two, which John did not do. And he joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the winner of the 2012 Doug and Daddy H&H Distributing Cunningham's Bracket Challenge. And, John, we understand you were running around Cunningham's last night celebrating your victory. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What did
you...
Do you
have me?
Huh? What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, did you know when you looked at the bracket the first time that Kentucky was a no-doubter, that's what you were going to take as your national champion, or did you fill out five or six different pools and you just happened to get it right in ours?
No, I only filled out one pool, and I only entered one contest, and it was yours, and I filled it out in about five minutes.
John, like everybody else, had Missouri advancing two spots, had having Marquette and Michigan State in the one bracket. That was the bracket of death, basically. But you had Kansas advancing out there to take on Ohio State, and then Kansas advancing. John, did you watch a lot of basketball? I mean, this winter leading up to this tournament.
No, I not actually. I just kind of, you know, paid attention when I could. I'm not a large basketball fan, more of a football fan, but I watched a lot of basketball after I entered the pool.
Which game pulled you through? Which one? I mean, because down the stretch here, obviously it didn't come down to just needing 1 point from that first round. I suppose it came down to Kansas advancing all the way to the championship game.
Yeah, Kansas and Ohio State, that was a big game. I was kind of sweating that one a little bit, and because they were behind like 13 there at about the, you know, two-thirds through the first half, so it was pretty crazy.
Well, did you follow the ESPN Superstation website after? I mean, did you look at it? After round one, after round two, or did you just realize when we started saying your name that you were a part of it?
No, I was following it all the time. I would look and print it out each time I would advance a little bit. I would look at the website and print it out and take it home and show my wife and brag on a little bit. But,
jump up and down. That's good. That's good. We appreciate the excitement.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever won?
Oh, I tell you, I had a lot of fun at Cunningham's too.
Well, hey, winners always have a lot of fun. John, have you ever won a pool like this before, a bowl pool or a basketball pool or anything like that?
Nope, not anything close to this.
Well, you are our champion, and we are proud to get you the 42-inch LG TV from Russell's Appliance in Kearney, the $100 Bud Light gift card to Cunningham's to have another party to celebrate. And, John, we want to say thanks for being one of the 475 entrants in our Doug and Daddy pool where you only could fill out the one bracket, and you did it better than anybody else. Congratulations. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And I listen to you all the time because I work for a local phone company here. And so I'm near the radio most of the day. And I really enjoy your station. I think you guys do a wonderful job.
John, we appreciate you being a part of our station and being our winner of the Doug and Daddy 2012 bracket.
Thanks a bunch, you guys.
You bet. Congratulations. Reports are that John may have called in sick today.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. He can head back to Cunningham's. Like you said, great prizes going to our winner. Dale Davis from Hastings, you're still getting a great sound package, $500-some worth of sound equipment from Russell's.
And the and he also gets a $100 Bud Light party at Cunningham's.
And, Dale, if you don't ever make it over to Kearney, we will certainly... we will certainly take that $100 gift certificate and use that for you very wisely.
And, folks, you can check out how it all broke down, how things worked out in the finals at our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you entered. All the final points are up there.
It is interesting. Like you said, Doug, it's not anything crazy. Like you said, Florida's not advancing anywhere past the first round. It's just a solid, steady bracket. But in the end, you've got Kentucky over Baylor. You've got Ohio State knocking out the number one Syracuse. And you've got North Carolina and Kansas. When you get that far and you get all those teams and you're picking them right and you're hitting everyone on the nail on the head, you're going to advance and you're going to do some good things. So good for John Seymour.
And just to kind of point that out, our third-place finisher overall, A. May, we had the $50,000. You needed to get 60 correct ones to get that. And then 57 to 59 gets you one. 55 or 56 gets you some. The most that anybody got, and there were four people that got 46 wins in the bracket, and they will all get prizes as well. But, of course, you got 46, so you're all towards the top anyway in this one. So congratulations, and we will be contacting you or mailing you out all of your official. Boy, Kenny, 867-5309, he had 46 winners but only 119 points. And then it was 150, 152, 153. So he hit a lot early.
And not much late.
Didn't have Kentucky and Kansas, apparently, in the final. He had Ohio State winning it all in his bracket. Is that what we had there? Yeah, Ohio State to defeat Kentucky. Man, he... Well, now it says he's got, he must have struggled at some point there where he just didn't get as many total points. But, hey, everybody, great job. Thanks for entering. We'll do it again next season.
Doug, when you're looking at that big, the first round's critical, though, when you're talking about the big money prizes. Obviously, it's got to be a pretty lucky deal for you to hit all those games. But when you miss Missouri, I mean, I'm just taking our winner's bracket. Missouri, 1-2-3, and they had Marquette going out. There's three games right there. Then you look at Duke. He's got them advancing. There's five games you missed right there. Boom. You're just out of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
the upsets are going to hurt you. As I've said, I did not do well in our bracket challenge. I was like in the 300s or something. I think I was farther. I think I was actually in the 400s.
You
it was
put
bad.
The wrong one in, you goofball.
Yeah, I did. As I said, we filled out a few and been in different pools and with different prizes and different places. Heck, the one I filled out on ESPN was way, way, way better than the one I did for the show because I had Louisville in the Final Four. And I had Kentucky winning it. Here I had North Carolina in ours winning it. You did okay, but you were still middle of the pack. Yeah,
that was 95th going in with Ohio State winning, so I dropped down to, what, about 140th or 160th?
I was 429th out of 475. What was the best you did in any of your pools? Did you win one?
We got one.
You did.
We got one, our friends in GI, I think.
That was probably a pretty good one to win, wasn't it?
I'm hoping. I don't know. We haven't heard yet.
That takes me off the hook. Because I didn't even come close to doing, yeah. That's what I do. I mean, I win the $5 ones, which was something new anyway. There's nothing wrong with that.
We get the baseball starting. We get this basketball out of the way. We got Masters talk. I got one. I know we got to go to a break, but I got a Masters story for you. There's a guy by the name of Russ Berkman. He comes from Seattle. Every year you have an opportunity to put in lottery tickets, okay? You can lottery your name in on the Masters website and for practice rounds, and there's even some tickets that they do pass out to you. Well, Russ Berkman was lucky enough. He won the lottery. He got four practice round tickets to tomorrow's practice round. Four tickets, April 4th practice round, Augusta National. So learns this long in advance. So Saturday night they're going to fly out at 6:30 Sunday morning. They're going to make a trip out of it. He's got three buddies. They're going to go to Myrtle Beach, and they're going to play some golf. Everything's lined up. He runs down to the local Walgreens or somewhere like that to get some last-minute supplies. As Russ Berkman returns home, pack his bags, he notices a few strings are laying on the floor, and his dog is laying in the corner. Russ somehow knows that if you give a dog hydrogen peroxide, they will throw up what they've ate. Yes, Russ's dog, Sierra, ate the four Masters practice round tickets. He made the dog throw up on the floor, and after he said, took him about three cocktails to piece as much of them as could back together, he took pictures of them. He's flying out 6:30 in the morning. The tickets office, you know, he doesn't know what to do. He's going crazy. Yeah, finally, a dream come true. He's going to get to see Augusta National. Finally, Masters people didn't know if he was lying or what. He says, we'll reprint your tickets. He's going tomorrow's Masters. That is a true story. You will actually start hearing about that. Russ Berkman from Seattle.
What's the moral to that story, Danny?
Give your dog hydrogen peroxide if you want it to throw up.
Yeah, keep your dog outside. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Danny Show tomorrow. Alex Myers from Golf Digest is going to join us from Augusta to talk about the Masters. We're back after this on the Doug and Danny Show. Simone Denis is going to join us as he gets ready for the Frozen Four with Ferris State and a few ex-Storm players. We'll join and chat with him coming back after this.
Give your car a clean slate this spring with savings from Napa. Stop into any Napa Auto Parts store this April and pick up some Seafoam Motor Treatment or TransTune on sale for $6.48. That's more than 30% off. To stabilize your fuel, decarbon your engines, and free up your lifters and carb jet. So hurry in and make your car one mean, clean running machine. Keep it clean, guys, just like this radio spot at participating Napa Auto Parts store. Offer expires 4/30/12.
Why should golfers take 5-Hour Energy? That's easy. Golf can be tiring. I'm Jim Furyk, and I started taking 5-Hour Energy about a year ago to give me energy for workouts. If you play golf and want more energy, 5-Hour Energy may be right for you. It's small and portable, so it fits in your bag, and it takes just seconds to drink. 5-Hour Energy is great for those early tee times or when you just feel too tired. On or off the course, play with energy. 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
ESPN ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
And skies remain cloudy through the day today. We'll also see some showers and a few thunder showers around the area with a high at 56 with northeast winds developing at 10 to 20. Tonight we'll see more showers, a low at 44. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 46.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As we said, we're packed here on ESPN throughout the week. Tonight, the women's championship game, Baylor favored by 6. Now, just like the men's game, Daddy, these teams have played before, and 94-81 at Baylor back in November, that would be an exciting game to watch tonight. I can't imagine that we will see that kind of a high-scoring game, but Notre Dame is not a slowdown team. We've got that for you tonight. Now, with the points, who you taking?
I'm going to still take Baylor. I know there's a girl from Notre Dame that was not 100% the first time they played, and she's back ready to go.
Schuyler, yep.
And so it could be a much better game. I just think no one's ever – well, they're going for 40 wins tonight, 40 yep. And 0. No one's ever won that many basketball games in women's history. I think Baylor finishes off this crusade they've been on. I think they're the best team.
Dickie V came out with his preseason top five for next year. Just for now, he goes, this will change. You don't know who's coming, who's going. Number five, Indiana. Number four,
Ohio State.
Kansas. Oh. Number three, Kentucky. Number two, Michigan State. Number one, Louisville. That's his preseason top five for next year. By the way, I was going through some stuff. I wanted to see one shining moment again. So just for giggles, I typed in Nebraska basketball. Nebraska basketball moments has a video with one shining moment. Somebody put that together.
Somebody with a lot of time on their hands put that.
Apparently, because there's not a whole lot to show. But it's cool. I think it is what they incorporated when they played the final Big 12 game at home and then showed it on Husker Vision. I'm not positive on that, but I believe that that could be the case. Also, a guy we've had on the show before, one of the legends of the game, didn't want to let this get through. Jim Weeks is leaving Beatrice. He is the new men's basketball coach at his alma mater at Doan. 443, I think it is, wins at Beatrice. Been to the state finals 6 times. They've won it 3 of those 6 times, so he is going to go on to Doan.
It's an interesting move. I had a cousin that won a state title for him, my cousin David Smith from Beatrice. Love Coach Weeks. It'll be interesting to see. Beatrice has always been one of those very, very slow down teams. And call them boring, call them very, very defensive oriented. We'll see if he takes that mindset to Doan or if he's got to – we got to score some points here if we're gonna be around.
And before we get to Simone Denis here, who is now ready to join us, one more thing. because Nebraska fans have to always talk football. Yes, yesterday Eric Olson of the Associated Press broke the story that Nebraska will wear a different uniform for one home football game this year. There'll be, Tom Osborne says, it'll be kind of a futuristic, not outlandish, not a whole lot different, but at least will be something different. Remember last year they were trying to punk you with the black helmets and all that kind of stuff. So Nebraska, for one home game this year, is going to have a special uniform. In fact, there were some stories that they wouldn't mess with the helmet. Now that's also up in the air, that they might have a little different look for the helmet. Now, A, that's expensive. Now, if Adidas wants to foot the bill for it, fine, whatever, because they think that they can then sell this merchandise, which they will. But your thoughts on Nebraska having that alternate uniform? You've seen some weird stuff from Oregon and Maryland, most notably this year. And
well, they're changing the NFL uniform some
today,
too, and they're coming
today,
out.
The unveiling.
They revealed the cowboy gloves when you put them together, got the star on the back of them. Very cool, I thought.
So, your thoughts? Anything you'd like to see on a Nebraska deal?
I think the Penn States and the Nebraskas, the staple uniforms, that's what we are. That's a tradition. We don't need to be Oregon. Have they ever won anything till the last few years anyway? I mean, it's not like they got a storied past and all this stuff. Well,
everybody wanted to go to Oregon to wear those cool uniforms. They interviewed Kenny Bell after practice yesterday, and he didn't know about it. And so he, oh, no, we're tradition. We like, you know, that's what I, well, athletic director Osborne says that there will be a change. There will be at least, oh, yeah, well, that'll be cool. Yeah, man, yeah, man. And then he just went off, yeah, hey, you know.
Did he get a haircut?
No. But it was after practice, so it was kind of, it was down a little.
All of our guests of the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm thinking pewter. I'm getting ready for pewter.
Kind of like the crown of Burger King?
I think pewter.
Okay. All of our guests fed by our friends at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Check them out today.
All the excitement of the basketball tournament is over for the men. The women are here, then baseball season, then the Masters and the Frozen Four, Daddy, and we've got a busy week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And as always, one of the benefits of having the Tri-City Storm hockey team is you get to see the kids go on to college, and from time to time you get to see a few of them make it in to the Frozen Four, which starts Thursday in Tampa.
Well, that's the ultimate goal, to get these kids scholarships to play college hockey. One of them that joins us right now is Simone Denis. Simone, he's a defenseman for Ferris State. They've advanced, a name that I guess if you're a hockey fan, you're probably familiar with Ferris State, but unbeknownst to casual fans like us.
First time ever.
Ferris State, Union out of New York are two names we're not used to hearing. Simone, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. Congratulations on you and the Bulldogs making your first ever Frozen Four.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's a pretty tremendous honor, and I know we're very happy to be there.
Well, let's start with this. Just being a freshman, you've had your ups and downs already this year, battled through an injury, but then you wait kind of until the biggest stage and get the biggest goal of your collegiate life, the first one. Talk about this whole experience.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable to say the least. I started out with my shoulder injury, which I actually attained in Tri-City, and kind of put me out at the start of the year, and after getting the chance to play in the lineup, it's been great up until this point. And kind of to get that goal in that situation last week was, I wouldn't say lucky, but it was pretty amazing feeling, that's for sure.
Of course, Simone Daddy getting his first ever goal in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, not a bad time to get it. I think the women take notice at Ferris State when you do that. Are you a popular man on campus?
I wouldn't say that. After you only get one goal, you can't be too popular, but it takes maybe a couple more than that.
Simone, tell us about the Frozen Four from a player's perspective. You look at the names. I guess Doug and I look at it as Union and Ferris State would be Virginia Commonwealth and Butler, while Boston College and Minnesota would be the two names that everybody's heard of. Is that the way hockey circles look at this?
Yeah, we'd have to say so. You know, us and Union are both our first Frozen Four for either team, and Boston College and Minnesota are each in the 20s. So it's just it's a staggering statistic, but at the same time, we feel like we deserve it, to say the least, and we've worked just as hard as every other school in the country, and we're pretty happy and proud to say we're here.
You're not the only former Tri-City Storm member. In fact, Ferris, of all the teams that remain, has a few Tri-City Storm alum on there. Let the fans know, who are a couple of your other teammates that were Tri-City Storm players and that are contributing?
Yeah, it's pretty good that we have quite a few Tri-City players, actually. Myself and then Jason Binkley is another freshman defenseman. He's had an amazing year, that's for sure. And another freshman forward, T.J. Schleter, he was there, and he played for Dubuque in his last season, winning the Clark Cup there in the USHL. And another player is Dominic Panetta, is a forward. He was on our team last season till around Christmas time when he was traded. And then actually one of our seniors, Brett Weissopel, who was in Tri-City a number of years ago, but he's a senior defenseman here, and he's done a tremendous job for us.
Simone, talk about the experience with USHL. Did it truly prepare you for college hockey?
It most definitely did. I was able to I played in the British Columbia Hockey League, which is a junior A, for 2 years before I made the jump to the USHL. And just the level of hockey and the level that it gets you ready for college, it definitely does make a difference. And, you know, you notice that with some of the other freshmen who came in from Canadian junior leagues or the North American Hockey League. And you notice the caliber of the USHL players is definitely at a whole nother level.
Talking with Simone Denis, defenseman for Ferris State, as they get ready for the Frozen Four against Union on Thursday. The national championship game is coming up on Saturday. It's new for everybody there, Simone, so I know you guys want to play on Saturday. What's the coaching staff been telling you? Because it's new for them, too, making your first trip to the Frozen Four.
You know, it's actually been the same as every other week. We've got a pretty good mentality here playing here in Ferris State, and we've been this way the entire season, and really for our coaches it doesn't change. We all know how big it's going to be, but we've kind of gotten used to the media being around these last few weeks after having so much success and winning the regular season title, and all that's really in a way prepared us to where we're going to be. Obviously, we kind of got upset in the playoffs by Bowling Green, but ever since then we've really kept our heads on straight, and we're trying to take in everything in the moment of the Frozen Four, but at the same time we know we're going there to do work.
Simone, give us a little preview. When you guys look at these other teams, Boston College has got 10 losses. Minnesota's got 13 losses. Union's got 7 losses, 7 ties. You guys have 11 losses. It's not like somebody out there is 43-4 and look to be unbeatable in this deal.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. We know we can beat every team, and our coach said it best, actually. You know, you can't guarantee a win here because all four teams have the same exact opportunity, and we know that going in, and we know really as simple as it looks, you only need two more wins to win a national title. But at the same time, those are going to be the two hardest wins to get all year. So we're definitely looking at it from a standpoint where no one's an outright favorite. Obviously those other teams have a much more experience and whatnot, but regardless of that, we know we can beat them. And I'm sure they know they can beat us, but we're definitely going to go out there and put out our strongest effort and hopefully add no more losses to our category.
Former Tri-City Storm player Simone Denis is going to the Frozen Four with Ferris State. Mentally, and I know in the pros this would probably be a little bit better question here, but mentally, do you say we're not playing a national power, we're playing Union? Does that make it more comfortable for you and the team?
I think you could look at it in a way with, like, yeah, okay, you're playing Union, they're in the exact same position. We kind of look at it the same factor, like their coaches, it's their first time in the tournament, whereas Boston College and whatnot, like, they've been there several times, so their coach knows how to prepare their team for that, to be calm and whatnot. But maybe getting that opportunity to play Union in the first game benefits us because they're in the exact same situation we are. But when it really comes down to it, all four teams in the Frozen Four won the regular season titles, and all four teams are tremendous, to say the least. So we know even if we do win that first game that we're fortunate enough to move on, that the next one's just going to be just as hard.
Simone, does the coach say, guys, you need to take all this in and really enjoy this experience because it may never happen for any of us ever again?
Yeah, he does, and that's a good thing what our coach has done, Coach Bob Daniels, and he's really told us, you know what, boys, like, take this in the moment, and when it comes time to be ready for the game on Thursday, we know we'll be ready to go, and that's how our team mentality has kind of been all year. Once we went to the regionals, we kind of like, all right, guys, like, let's go have fun, but at the same time, like, we know what we came here to do, and that's a good thing about our program as a whole. And really, I think like, some of the seniors have been here for 4 years, and they're just getting this experience for the first time. Well, the other freshmen have we've come in here our first year and we're already getting this opportunity. So it's pretty amazing feeling, but it's a new experience for all of us.
A couple minutes left with Simone Denis, former Storm player, now with Ferris State as they're headed to the Frozen Four. Simone, tell the fans back here in the Tri-Cities, what this matchup with Union's going to be like. What does Union do well, and how does that match up with what you guys do well?
You know, I think it's going to be very defensive. Both teams, both top 10 rankings in the national defensive stats, at least. I know we're fifth in the country, and that's something we pride ourselves very much on. And our goaltender, Taylor Nelson, has been a tremendous, to say the least. And, you know, he's definitely going to get his opportunity to be in the professional ranks soon enough. And not to mention their goaltender is actually, he was one of the top 10 for the Hobie Baker. So, you know, he's also going to be a strong player. And it's really going to come down to a simple game. I feel like both teams kind of play the same offensive style of game with the forecheck and whatnot and in zone offense. So it's really going to be a close game, that's for sure. With both teams really playing for everything, so you're going to see a very competitive game.
Simone, what's it been like on campus? Is this a fired up campus? Is this hockey number one? Is that the top sport at Ferris State? How's it been there?
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable year, that's for sure. The fans have really gotten behind us, and even more so the community. It's one of those things that we were fortunate enough to have the last 5 out of our 6 home games sold out. And I know we had spring break actually when we played our playoff series, so we didn't expect too many students to be there, but actually a lot of them drove back just to be there and support us. So it's really meant a lot to us throughout the entire season, and around campus people are excited, there's no doubt about that. So it's kind of settled down, but the really impressive status is they've actually had 3 fan buses driving all the way down to Tampa Bay from here, which is a 24-hour bus ride. So we already, with that itself, we have 180 students coming down to support us. So it's definitely a good feeling to have your student body behind you.
Yeah, they're taking coolers there.
Yeah. That's gonna be a party.
I'm sure
bus.
Everyone's gonna have their. I'm sure everyone will have their bathing suits ready and the beer cans ready to go. But I'm sure everyone will enjoy that trip.
Simone, this year you've kind of become an NHL prospect in only your first year in college. Your thoughts about what the future has in store for you ahead?
I hope big things, that's for sure. You know, the college game has definitely produced more and more NHL players as of late. And to even think that your dream is right in front of you is a pretty amazing feeling. So I know myself and the rest of the team, with all the recent success, we've definitely brought out a lot more scouting attention towards our team and our program. And it's definitely an amazing feeling, and I hope I get an NHL opportunity one day. Of course, you got to work your way through the professional ranks, but for any opportunity at all means a lot to me, that's for sure.
What'd you think about that fight between Pittsburgh and Philly a couple nights ago?
I got to be honest, I didn't even get to see it. I've heard about it, but it's, I'm sure I will. Yeah, obviously it's a little different where back home hockey. Hockey's everything, but you turn on ESPN here and you got the basketball and the football and the baseball, and you get the hockey every once in a while. But I don't know, those two teams are pretty big rivals, that's for sure, so you can always expect a little bit of bad blood from them. And I know my billet dad back when I was in Tri-City last year is a really big Pittsburgh Penguins fan, so I'm sure he was getting all emotional about it.
And Simone Denis, just before we let you go here, for the folks that listened last year, listened to a lot of the Storm broadcasts on our network of stations, while you were injured, you were helping out to Skip do a lot of the games, do a little bit of the Monday shows as well. Did you really learn anything from Skip? I mean, come on, be honest here.
In all honesty, when you're talking about Skip, you definitely did not learn anything from him, but... No, but in all honesty, I got a lot out of the experience, and Skip's a great guy, and he definitely taught me a lot, more than I could have ever learned just from sitting in the classroom. So to get that experience before even coming to college, really, I really know that I want to go into the professional broadcasting field one day, and really fortunate with my opportunities last year.
Well, Simone, we sure appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and whether it's hockey for a lot more years or whether it's calling hockey and getting into the professional ranks, we wish you the best of success, and hopefully a couple of more wins for the Bulldogs this weekend. We'll be listening and watching, and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you very much, and hopefully a couple more wins for the Storm so they can get into that playoff race.
Yeah, they're looking good. I know that they would like to see you come back with a ring on your finger while they're playing in the playoffs. Yeah.
That's most definitely the plan. So thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, Simone. Sure appreciate it. Simone Denis, Ferris State, heading off to the final, or the Frozen Four, as they call it, in NCAA hockey.
The Bulldogs had no idea, Doug. I'll be honest with you. You pulled that one out of nowhere. If we knew what Union was now, the final Frozen Four would be complete.
Just have to look that up. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up, folks. So right here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we want to remind you that at Midway, they have hundreds of new vehicles, including many more pre-owned makes and models. They're a leading provider of new and used vehicles to Nebraska and Central Nebraska, thanks to their wide selection of autos, affordable prices, and excellent sales staff. Visit their Kearney location, view their great selection in person at Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Speak to a sales professional or take a new or used vehicle for a test drive. And you can even kind of do that online at thinkmidway.com. Think Midway, it's a better way. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. When we come back, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
Looking forward to it. Another Wunderlich test failed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That, too. Back after this, Doug and Daddy.
Time low.
I went to Dick's to pick up a new bat for the season. Went home with a DeMarini Voodoo. We started off slow, a couple of rough BPs, a few games where we weren't tearing the cover off the ball. But the relationship with your bat takes time. That meant more film, extra hours in the cage. And the moment where my team needed me most, my bat was weightless. My hands fused to the grip. We became one. We became untouchable.
The outfield better move back to the fences.
When mind, body, and equipment come together, you are untouchable. Every bat, every ninth inning, every walk-off, every season starts at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Live from Progressive.
First caller.
Hi, I just broke up with my boyfriend.
I think you called the wrong number, but Progressive.com lets you compare our rates with our competitors. So there are other fish in the sea.
Really?
Yeah, you'll find someone.
No, you can really compare rates at Progressive.com.
Wow, you got over that quickly.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Yeah, skies remain cloudy through the day today. We'll also see some showers and a few thunder showers around the area with a high at 56 with northeast winds developing at 10 to 20. Tonight we'll see more showers, a low at 44. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Nebraska baseball tonight as they are at Kansas State. They beat them twice in Lincoln. Tonight's game is in Manhattan. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and that gets underway at 6:35. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won the last 2 months, call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've not won the last 2 months, call in. We ask a trivia question. First person to get it right, a $25 gift card to Troutman's. And I know that Morris Claiborne will not be ringing us up because not only wouldn't he know the answer, he'd have a hard time dialing the number or punching it into his phone. Daddy, they're reporting on ESPN. It's Wunderlich test time. You know, they went through all that. And apparently it's leaked out that Morris Claiborne of LSU, who could be a top 10 pick, they've got him like at number 6. He scored a 4. I've never heard of a lower score. Out of 50, he scored a 4. You walk in the room, you sit down, you put an X on the paper, you get a 3. Morris Claiborne got a 4 on the Wunderlich test. Which they say when you score low is doesn't matter, and when you score high, you're just really intelligent.
Well, Vince Young got similar to that, I think, like a 6 or 7. Who's 6? Jeff says 6.
How's he doing?
Yeah, he's struggling. Struggling. But it's Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. Who are we talking with?
This is John.
John, what's going on?
Windy day.
Well, we've got Masters Week, John, so let's get after it here. In the past 39 Masters, 39 years, so that's a long time, only one time has the runner-up come back and won it the next year. Do you know who that was?
I hate golf, so I'll have to say no, I don't know.
All right, try back. It's not all golf today. It's not all golf. We got some other ones in the rearview mirror here, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike. Masters golf, only once in the last 39 Masters has the man that finishes the runner-up won it the next year. Who was that?
Payne Stewart.
It was not Payne Stewart. Try back. I don't think Payne ever won the Masters. 888-455.
U.S. Open.
I think that might have happened in the U.S. Open. Masters is what we're talking about. Let's stay on the phone lines, and who knows who we're going to chat with, whether we throw them some basketball, some football, some baseball, some golf.
John Seymour, you're not eligible today either. You've already got a TV, you already got the $100. No, John.
Now let's go back to the phone lines. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Chris.
Chris. Yesterday, Kansas lost the national championship game. They have now lost 6 national championship games in men's basketball, tying which school for the most losses ever?
North Carolina.
It is not North Carolina. Try back. 888-455-3776. Let's go back to the phone lines for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt. Kansas is tied with which university for the most championship game losses?
Duke.
It is Duke. Duke and Kansas each have 6. Ohio State, Michigan, and North Carolina each have 4. Hang on the line. Jeff will get you set up with a $25 gift card to Troutman's. Thanks for listening. Hey, congratulations. And I'm guessing, good guess, huh?
Oh, yeah, that was a good guess.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. I know some people that fall backwards into stuff like that all the time. You're the latest, Matt. Hang on the line. Jeff will take care of you. Ben Crenshaw was the answer. He was the runner-up and then went on to win it the next year. Ben Crenshaw, the answer.
He was older when that happened, too, right?
No, not bad. Not bad. That was in 84, 85. He was not 20, but he's
not in the twilight of his career either.
No. The Masters live on ESPN Radio, Thursday through Sunday. Coverage begins at 1 o'clock each day. Here,
you tried that last year. You didn't know how it was going to go over, but people really responded positively.
Yeah, last year we mixed it up. We went full round on Friday and Sunday, I believe it was, and went with Frozen Four. The other two, we're going to be able to bring you 2 of the 3 hockey games. And heck, if it does rain out or give them some bad rain on Thursday, then we will bring you all of the hockey games. But it looks like we can bring you the second semifinal Thursday and the championship Saturday, and then all 4 rounds of the Masters coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Coming up on the show tomorrow, we're going to talk a little golf on the program with Alex Myers of Golf Digest. Also, we're going to be chatting with Holly Carnes, UNK Softball, on our Loper Link. We want to thank Simone Denis, former member of the Tri-City Storm, for joining us on the program today as Ferris State gets ready to head to the Frozen Four. They leave later today in Tampa is where they're headed. Can you imagine getting on one of those buses, like he said, and headed to Tampa? That is a long, long
ride. They get a fly, though.
Well, I mean, the party.
Right.
The students. Are you kidding me? I bet that's a quiet bus on the way home, even if they win the national championship.
Tired.
Going to be a little tired. And we want to congratulate John Seamer of Gothenburg, winner of the Cunningham's H&H Distributing Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge in 2012. And to all of the folks that participated, the prizes will be on their way. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.